All right, welcome back to Talking Baseball. Very excited to bring on my next guest here. And she has been with the Giants for going on her 28th year, and she is the executive director of the Giants Community Fund and so much part of the Junior Giants. Let me bring in my good friend, Sue Peterson. Good morning, Sue. How are you today?
Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Well, we miss our talks in your cubicle, but this is about the best we can get right now.
That's exactly right. Yeah, you squeeze into that little chair in my cubicle most of the time, and yeah, catching up is always a good time. But my gosh, yeah, I haven't seen you and all of our friends in so long.
Well, the month of March, we're honoring women in sports as well as the history of women, and I can't talk more about you and how much you have done for the Junior Giant program and all the great facets that fall under it, but also the females on your staff, all the volunteer females that work with Junior Giants. And I tell you what, the female coaches that get on those fields are just so important. Tell me a little bit about everyone.
Oh, gosh. You're absolutely right. And you know what? The community field, especially, you know, in sports, is inundated in a lovely way with women. I think women have played a leadership role throughout sports in all levels, but it's fantastic to see our staff flourish, to see the women who are leaders, who are creative people, who take care of our community and truly care about each other, the entire organization, and the people out there, the kids in the community. It's so valuable. I mean, and then we've got people on the field like Alyssa Nacken. Mm-hmm. Amazing that we can cover all of those different areas as people, and we should.
Yeah, we should. And even going farther than that, Rennell being the voice of the Giants ever since the stadium opened in 2000. Her voice just implements so much great things in women in sports, and she has been so good in the community, as you say. And yourself, Sue, give me somebody when you were coming up that you looked up to, besides your mom, somebody else that you said, wow, you know, she's cool, I want to try to act like her.
You know, I'll tell you, I've been in sports my whole life, and I know my coaches, many of whom, actually most of whom, except for one, were women. And so for me, throughout volleyball and softball, to look up to that leadership, to that capability, to that motivation that it gave me to be a player, a leader, somebody who cared about my family, giving me confidence, all of those things came through the women coaches that helped to give me that sustenance.
I can tell you right now that you have just done so many things right there, because that just shows how much of a character you are, because you bestow that now so much in your staff, the females that work for you, as well as all the coaches. And let's get into this a little bit. When the pandemic hit last year, you had so many things going on, the play ball lunch, Junior Giants baseball program, the golf tournament, Junior Giants glove drive, Junior Giants car donation, the 50-50 at all the games. I could keep going on and on, and you had all this going on, and all of a sudden you hit pause. Tell me your thoughts. Yeah. What happened right at that time?
Yeah, it was kind of, oh, Lord, yeah, what do we do? But I'll tell you, in the office on March 12th, it was after 1 o'clock when we got the all-staff email that said, all right, everybody, get everything you need for at least 2 weeks. Expect to be away for at least 2 weeks. And so we really didn't know if it was going to be longer than that, but it was kind of like that fire drill, thinking like, oh, do I have my whole earthquake kit together at home? You know, you think you do, but once you get down to it, it's difficult to gather everything up. So I made sure that there was no open food on my desk or anything in my snack drawer that would mold. You know, you grab all your files and what you need, and you think, okay, I think we're going to be okay. So we did all go home. We're all separated. We had to figure out how to convert our operations. But at first, you know, we really did not know that Junior Giants wouldn't happen later. I don't think that many of us thought that, obviously, it wouldn't go on. The pandemic wouldn't go on as long as it did. But, you know, it only took a few weeks before we figured out that it was going to be longer. And we had to figure out a way to convert what we were doing to something that would support these kids who were isolated at home, to the parents that needed help. People didn't know what to do, but we knew we had to try to do something, because we already had this community of Junior Giants families, you know, 23,000 kids from the previous year that we knew we were going to try and reach again. So that was our charge, to try and help the kids. And then on the fundraising side, you're right, Play Ball Lunch was 2 weeks away as of last year at this time. We had to postpone that. The 50-50 raffle, that depended on fans in the stands. Mm-hmm. So that had to be canceled. So it was a very rough time for us, not knowing exactly what the next steps were going to be.
Well, I thought it was really cool that Gabe Kapler and his coaching staff put small videos together for the kids to watch to see if they could do something in a backyard to get them active again. And I watched a couple of them. They were very good. Simple things that they could do with their parents and friends if they could, if they were safe. But I thought that was a real plus for Gabe Kapler and his staff.
It was huge. It was huge. And I will tell you, when we converted the Junior Giants program to Junior Giants at Home, which was four consecutive month-long seasons, and those were all live Zoom-based team practices in a sense. We gathered kids locally. We used our AmeriCorps ambassadors to be coaches. They met twice a week. The kids exercised together on video, live, and they practice baseball skills. They talked about good nutrition, reading, four bases of character development, all of that we reinforced through Junior Giants. And Gabe Kapler and his staff came through without us asking. He came to us and said, we want to create this for kids. And so we integrated their super cool skills videos, everything from, you know, using a super soft, like, stuffed animal or a rolled up socks.
Yeah.
You know, putting some painter's tape on your wall, throwing, making sure that you've got accuracy, doing what you can do to practice baseball skills in a very safe way.
It was good stuff. Yeah.
Really.
So let's look at 2021. I know that we're starting to hear more about fans coming in the stands. That opens up the 50-50 raffle and maybe the glove drive down the road. Oh, I know you have a lot of plans, and there's things that change daily. Tell us a little bit about what you're going through now to get prepared for the 2021 season.
Sure. We've got, you know, twofold. So when we look at programs and we look at fundraising, programs first, Junior Giants, it's really all about the return to play. Our world is opening up again. We've surveyed our leagues. We want to make sure they feel comfortable and they've got everything that they need to run a very safe program. So in surveying our leagues, we have almost 80% that believe they'll be able to run in-person programs for youth. And, you know, we've got a few months. That's summertime. And so we really feel that we can work with them to safely open programs back up for kids. We're also going to maintain the best elements of our virtual program and keep those resources online for kids. And we will be overlapping with some Zoom-based and virtual programs for kids. And then we're going to expand to some schools, working with San Francisco Public Schools, especially in the areas of most need, to make sure our lessons and activities reach out in that way. And then with fundraising, we're going to do our Play Ball Lunch virtual this time, but hopefully during the season move into in-person events. We'll have to see. 50-50 raffle isn't quite secured yet. A lot of health standards at the ballpark. So we have to make sure that that is completely safe before we can head back into 50-50 raffle. But we are so grateful to everybody that has been supporting us online. We had to convert to online. And I do want to add some thank yous if I have time.
One thing you forgot, though, Sue, we got to know about the ball dudes and the dudettes. Are they going to be back on the field?
We'll see. Maybe.
I know there's some outfielders that wish they were there last year, Dickerson, and everybody chasing the balls.
I know. I'll tell you, you know, right now, because of the tiers and the health standards, we have to use internal club personnel, if at all, right now on the field. And so if that changes, Major League Baseball will help us and tell us, and then we'll activate our friends from the Ball Dude program. And that I hope we can do. The community fund raises some good money through auctions and has a lot of friends from our Ball Dude program that have always supported our work. And so Bald dudes and dudettes, lots of women in the program
too. So that's right.
So we hope that that'll be back up and running, but we're waiting for word just like everybody else is.
Well, you know, Sue, we'll get you on another time to talk about all this as we get closer to the season. But, you know, as I finish, Marty, Larry, Carey, Crowley, and I would love to have do anything to help you and the Junior Giants on the pregame show and as well as the postgame show. Just give us a shout. We're all three of us are supportive of all the work that you do and all the countless hours that you put in. And I know Giant fans are right there patting you on the back. And for myself and to you, I know how hard you work at this, and I thank you for your time today.
Thank you so much, Bill. Thank you to all the fans, and anybody who's interested, just go to jrgiants.org to find out more about us and our activities.
Yep. Thanks, Sue. And that's jrgiants.org. Please follow up. You can donate there and follow Junior Giants and support them as we always have in the 28 years of Sue Peterson. And once again, Junior Giants is one of the biggest and best programs in Major League Baseball. All right. We'll be right back on Talking Baseball. Carey Crowley, Marty Lurie, and myself on 104.5 680, the sports leader, KNBR.